From Marketplace in New York, I'm Tracy Samuelson in for David Brancaccio. Open the mailbox, and what are you likely to find? Bills, junk mail, maybe also a monthly subscription box filled with fun new beauty products or everyday items like razors or contact lenses. The concept has taken off with some consumers, but the BBC's Victoria Craig finds out how long it can continue.
10 years into the craze, and with a box to fit every want and need, have we reached peak subscription box?
Welcome back to my channel, A Life in High Definition.
Vivian Harewood-Drake is a British video blogger with an insatiable appetite for the monthly deliveries.
I am definitely a serial subscriber. When I started just over a year ago, I was just a sort of trying and dipping my toe in the water, but the more I discovered, the more I got into it.
She spends about $90 a month on 7 to 8 subscription boxes.
Even if you only get one box a month, which is quite normal for most people, that's a nice little treat that you know is coming through the door, something that's going to put a smile on your face, and it's a little bit of something for you.
And Vivian isn't alone in her love of the trend. Last year, data from consultancy McKinsey showed the subscription box market swelled to a $10 billion business in the U.S., while Hitwise figures indicate online search interest in the U.K. grew 26%. So as subscribers continue to make the mundane task of getting the mail just a little bit more fun, have we hit a saturation point? Ken Fenyo, head of the consumer markets team at McKinsey, says not by a long shot.
There'll be, you know, a next wave of businesses where it's not just a matter of trying to find some niche that no one else is doing, but what's the next enhancement on the set of services that brings new value.
UK-based snacks company Grays is already embracing the idea as industry giants realize the benefits of subscription models. Grays this month announced it's being acquired by Unilever, whose direct-to-consumer category reportedly accounted for only 5% of revenues last year. That's after spending $1 billion to add US-based Dollar Shave Club to its portfolio in 2016. At his company's headquarters in London, Grays boss Anthony Fletcher explains why this consumer-focused model, one that big brands really want to use to draw more consumer loyalty, works.
So Grays' big breakthrough maybe 8 or 9 years ago is when we targeted the office. Lots of people really noticed the product and then signed up themselves. I think this is something I'm convinced on. If you're an entrepreneur, you should start direct to consumer. You get far more feedback from your consumer, and it lets you really perfect your product before you roll it out. I think it's a completely different mindset to the traditional way that companies used to develop products.
In the end, it all comes down to consumer tastes. And for subscribers like Vivian...
See what we've got in here. Getting a little treat through the post is quite a good little boost.
It's the surprise and simplicity that keeps them coming back for more. In London, I'm the BBC's Victoria Craig for Marketplace.